Deductive Logic by St. George William Joseph Stock, M.A. Part 3 of Inferences, Chapter 25. The Disjunctive Syllogism Regarded as an Immediate Inference. 770. If no stress be laid on the transition from disjunctive hypotheses to fact, the disjunctive syllogism will run with the same facility as its predecessor into the molds of immediate inference. 771. Denial of antecedent, subalternation. Either A is B or C is D. Every case of A not being B is a case of C being D. Therefore, A not being B, C is D. Some case of A not being B is a case of C being D. 772. Denial of consequent, conversion by contraposition, and subalternation. Either A is B or C is D. All cases of A not being B are cases of C being D. Therefore, C not being D, A is B. Therefore, all cases of C not being D are cases of A being B. Therefore, some cases of C not being D is a case of A being B. 773. Similarly, the two invalid types of disjunctive syllogism will be found to coincide with fallacies of immediate inference. 774. Affirmation of antecedent, contraposition without conversion. Either A is B or C is D. All cases of A not being B are cases of C being D. Therefore, A being B, C is not D. Therefore, all cases of A being B are cases of C not being D. 775. The affirmation of the antecedent thus comes under the formula, all not A is B, therefore all A is not B, a form of inference which cannot hold except where A and B are known to be incompatible. Who, for instance, would assent to this? All non-boating men play cricket, therefore all boating men are non-cricketers. 776. Affirmation of consequent simple conversion of A. Either A is B or C is D. All cases of A not being B are cases of C being D. Therefore, C being D, A is not B. Therefore, all cases of C being D are cases of A not being B. 777. We may, however, argue in this way. Conversion of A per accidens. Either A is B or C is D. All cases of A not being B are cases of C being D. Therefore, C being D, A is sometimes B. Therefore, some cases of C being D are cases of A not being B. The men who pass this examination must have either talent or industry. Therefore, granting that they are industrious, they may be without talent. The end of chapter 25. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.